At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating US Wendy's during breakfast hours.
It's one of those times here now we can sit back, we can contemplate, we can look around this ground, because this may well be the very last time that we ever get to commentate here. Certainly for me, but James may be back together with Brian and Ben for a semi-final and hopefully a final, and then on to the Conference North. But it's been a good servant for us. 9 years, it all started at home with a 3-2 victory. And it was Rory Patterson with a brace, together with Adi Orr. He'll always score gold, always believe in Orr. And that was the song of the day. It was interesting.
Always believe in Orr.
Yeah, it's French for gold.
Yes. You don't know. Come on. Keep the programme. Should have finished this
sorry.
Nothing better than educated football chants, I tell
you. We've seen Rory Patterson score from the halfway line. We've seen an opposition player score a goal and run and stand in the crowd and applaud himself, which is possibly the greatest ever.
Castleton Gabriels.
10-2 it was as well, a superb game.
And they fielded a strong team,
Yes, exactly. Good point, well made. We've been in the FA Cup here. We've played against the likes of Brighton and Hove Albion. We've played Wimbledon here.
Nostalgia.
We've played a whole host of different clubs from the northwest counties all the way through. FC United on their 200th game here at Gig Lane. 200 games when you consider the four games that were played pre-season friendlies. 200 games, vast majority of victories. 495 goals, I think, scored. Well, now 490.
We needed five to make it
500. So and it's now, yeah, it would have been 500 goals.
Yeah, so it's 499. So like Rory Patterson, one shy.
Yes, and, and you do know that penalty. They didn't know when we played Formby that last game in the 5-0, and they didn't know that Rory Patterson hadn't scored. He thought he got his 100 and didn't realise it was 99, so they didn't let him have the penalty. And then they found out after the game that actually he was left on 99. But
that's a good thing.
It is.
That's football.
It is indeed.
And speaking of that's football, that's FC Live.
It is indeed.
For another season from Gig Lane.
From ever Gig Lane, from a league game.
We might be back for the playoffs, however, that's not the proper season. That's the playoff season.
It is, yes.
So
it's not really a season,
is
it?
It's a competitive match, though, isn't it? Fairly,
yeah.
I think
but it's the end of league football here at Gig Lane.
It is indeed.
For FC United. And and that means that you have to do some kind of weird thing at the end that I can put some music under.
He's already done it.
He's done it.
No, but I mean like a proper sign-off from Gig Lane.
Well, it only remains for me to say 9 years of watching football here at Gig Lane. Started off in the MRE with my son, and in 2005, within a year, a little bit of television commentary, and then eventually over to the radio. We've been to some fantastic grounds around all the divisions, and Gig Lane has been a tremendous home for FC United of Manchester. We've had in excess of 8,000 and 9,000 people here on occasion. We've had 4,000, 2,000, 3,000. We've had, you know, football fans that have come from far and wide that have enjoyed great goals, great games, and it was only fitting, really, to finish a game in the traditional style of FC United, conceding after 1 minute, going two down, changing the formation, and then scoring three goals in the second half. One in the 90th minute, and who could believe it would be Greg Daniels who came on and scored that goal. FC United Manchester march on. It's goodbye from Gig Lane, but it's over to Barwell next Saturday. And please join us, because FC Live will be there, bringing you the games, live and exclusive as always. Until then, it's a very goodbye from me, Swampy. It's a huge goodbye from Ben, playing some tremendously amazing music behind this, and it's certainly a big hello from James Quinn, who will be with you for the final if FC United don't find themselves champions. Goodbye, Gig Lane.
Goodbye.